Meditation is one of the most exciting adventures that we go on in this life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. What do we do when we are in meditation? When we're in meditation, we're thinking about things. We're thinking about our dreams and our desires and our goals. We're thinking about all of the wonderful things that make up life and make it such an exciting adventure. Dreaming is the illustrations, the illusions, the meditations, the attitudes, the thoughts, all of those wonderful things that we think just take for granted. Have you ever thought of how a house is created? A house is created first by the people who want to live in it. They say, we would like to have a comfortable house with a living room, dining room, kitchen, bedrooms, and perhaps a garage, and perhaps a playroom, maybe a workroom, maybe a shed for tools and things outside, or maybe a garden shed. Who knows? Maybe a greenhouse. Although, my goodness, that sounds rather grand, doesn't it? Yes, it is. But if you can dream it, you can have it. And if you can meditate upon it, you can have it. Now, how do you meditate upon a house that you might want? Well, you think of all the things that you have. You clip out things from the newspaper or magazines, or you make copies of things that come to you from the internet, and you put them down, and then you look at them, and you study them, and you keep them in a folder. And as you have them in a folder, you may not have them in a folder, in a physical folder, you may just have them in your mind. When it comes time for you to do some serious thinking about having a house, then you begin to meditate in full gear. You begin to meditate upon, okay, I now have the abundance to have my house. I now have the ability to have the house that I want. First, you have to affirm that and be aware of that and meditate on that. Then you say, okay, how many people are in my family? How many bedrooms do I want? How many rooms do I want? What sort of a place do I want? Do I want a place that's going to be expensive to maintain? Do I want a place that's within my budget to maintain? Do I want a place that covers all of the possibilities that I might want? Well, that's what meditation is all about. When I meditate, when I give my introspective thought to my dreams can take wings. But until I have my dreams under control, until I have my dreams more or less established in my consciousness, they'll never come about. Meditation is the greatest and most wonderful tool that we can ever use for ourselves. We meditate on what we're going to have as a meal. We meditate on what we're going to have as a friend, what we're going to do when we go out in an evening, or when we stay home and share friends at our home. Meditate is what we do when we think about the clothing we're going to wear. We meditate upon the type of clothing that are happy for us. We meditate upon the type of clothing that members of our family might want to wear. We meditate upon our children, and we meditate upon the activities they do in school. Some of them are interested in sports, others not. Some are interested in the various other activities there, and they participate in it. And we meditate on it. We think our son, our daughter, is inspired to go and participate in the type of activities that give them enthusiasm and give them delight. We don't say they must do anything, or they will do, or they should do. We just say they do whatever it is that delights them. And we know that what delights them is for their highest and best, because they don't want to do anything that's not for their highest and best. And when we meditate on that, we empower that, we give that the opportunity to become a reality for them as it is in our life. Meditation is truly a marvelous experience for all of us. It's an opportunity for all of us to look at our lives and think to ourselves, how could I have this be more exciting, more interesting, more complete? And we meditate on that. And when we do, we put causes in motion that allow it to come forth. We're not making things happen. We're not drawing to ourselves any experience. We are opening up the reservoir of inner awareness to accomplish any goal we choose for ourselves. Now, the goal already exists in us. It already exists as a reality. Ours is but to give it the empowerment to bring it forth in our life. If we keep saying, it's too good to be true, or we keep saying, no, it'll never happen to me, we keep saying, that's good for others but not me, then it'll be good for others and not you. It'll be something outside of your life. But when you say, it is done now. Oh, I like that idea. It is so wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful living in that awareness. And as you live in it, you bring it into reality in your life, out of your own inner consciousness, into the fullness of the expression of your everyday world. Meditation is a wonderful tool to accomplish any goal in life. And I use my meditation to accomplish my highest and my best. And it is always expressing wonderfully, bountifully, fully in my life. And I'm very grateful for that, because I did the work and I did the cause and I have the results. You too are experiencing that all the time and not really realizing it. More, I too am experiencing it more than I realize, but I'm now starting to realize it more and experience it even more. Have a lovely day and know that I meditate upon my highest and best, and I see you meditating upon your highest and best and enjoying it now. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.